it's paradoxical that once the ego discovers that humility is a more advanced state of consciousness, it then pursues humility for egoistic ends. Who's got the most humility here in the room? I do. I got more humility than you got. So it becomes paradoxical. And therefore, once you understand the nature of humility, it really means relinquishing egocentricity and narcissism. So what we're really talking about is the me of narcissism and the look at me of egocentricity. So letting go egocentricity and learning to love all that exists to the greatest capacity automatically brings fulfillment of your own real potential, and it influences all ailments towards healing. So the realization that you are being and doing all you can to fulfill your potential for yourself and others leads to a satisfaction and a gratification that you are fulfilling your potential, that you are doing what you can. And you say to yourself, would I be willing to stand before God as I am? And if not, what can I do to make it a more comfortable prospect? Because someday you will be called upon to stand up before God. And the teaching of Jesus is, those who follow me, I will be their advocate before the Father. In other words, he'll plead your case. At that moment, you're hoping for all the help you can get to plead your case. You know, the ordinary mortal would not have the temerity to address divinity directly, and therefore Jesus Christ acts in your behalf as your advocate, pleads your case. So for Christian, Jesus Christ will say to God that this is one of my flock, and I have taught him, and I will be answerable for him. So if you screw up, Jesus goes to God about you, you know, your advocate. So when you pray to Jesus Christ as Savior, how does he save you? He speaks for you before the Father, like a lawyer guarantees to the court that you will come up with the fine next week. I keep my heart with Jesus because Jesus Christ calibrates at 1,000. The pathway you're on is sufficient.